World Talk Radio.
Source for informative talk on the World Wide Web.
World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, this is a show to listen to. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Climbing up on South Street Hill.
Looking for the independence, freedom, and control of owning your own business? Invest in a winning opportunity. WSI is the world's leading white-collar franchise, ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine for 6 years running. Right now, WSI is expanding its global franchise network in select high-growth markets. Do you have the motivation to run a successful and profitable business? Can you see yourself delivering highly effective internet marketing solutions to small and medium-sized companies in your local community? Find out now if your area is still available. Go to WSICorporate.com/radio to qualify now for your free multimedia franchise information package. Comprehensive training and certification, your own personal startup success coach, ongoing operations and marketing support. Whatever your business background, you can follow WSI's proven system to build a successful long-term business with multiple recurring revenue streams that will earn you money while you sleep. Qualify now for your free information package. Go to WSICorporate.com. That's WSICorporate.com/radio. Start living your dream today. Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
World Talk Radio, bringing the world to you.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, this is a show to listen to. And Don, Happy New Year, my friend. Welcome back to our first show of 2007. How are your holidays?
Oh, it's great, Marty. Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, had a real nice holiday.
Yeah, they go by fast, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, some stress involved, you know. It's
sure.
Parties, Christmas
Absolutely.
Shopping, doing all that. But it's nice, a little bit of time off.
Yeah.
Went well, got together with family. As you know, I got some young twins. And
yes.
This was the first year where I got to see them kind of enjoy Christmas. The
Santa Claus.
Understand it.
Right.
Opening gifts, so we got to see them, so we videotaped them. We had a lot of fun with that. It's one of my best Christmases ever.
Oh, I can only imagine. We love the card, by the way. It was just, it was great, you know, seeing them hold hands like that, you know.
Right.
It's a great picture, you know, fantastic.
Oh, it took a whole, it took a half day to get that picture.
I was like, oh, they're so great. Look at them holding hands, you know, brother and sister.
Yeah, there was a lot of work going into that simple picture. You know?
Oh, that's something. But it was great, though. You know, we always look forward to getting that card every year. So, you know, it was really fantastic. Our last show, Don, we got to meet with Jerome Williams. It was a couple weeks ago, and Boynton Weeks, which was, I thought it was a very fun and informative show. What were your thoughts on Fantastic Sam's?
Yeah, I like those guys. A couple
yeah.
of really good guys. They're
they
obviously
are.
Hard workers. I think they have a really good future, and I think they're with a nice franchise that's really on a roll, Fantastic Sam's. They're in a really nice industry. Obviously, it's an industry that's needed. People have to get their hair cut. They're a leader in the industry. I think they're in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's interesting about that industry, too, Don, you know, I never thought about this, but, you know, you really don't have to have any experience cutting hair to own a fantastic Sam's Hair Salon, you know. Jerome and Boynton actually mentioned that, you know, you should probably have more of a business background or a marketing background, you know, as well as strong interpersonal skills and also, you know, to be very customer service oriented, you know. And I think a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs don't think about that, you know. They'll think about, you know, getting into fast food and not realizing that, you know, the beauty salon is actually an option, you know.
That's a good point. That's like with a lot of service franchises. You're really training gear to manage, not to actually do the work, although it helps to know all the work and do it if you have to get in and get your hands dirty or whatever the case. But, yeah, a lot of times you're not actually cutting hair yourself. You're managing people, following the system, and it's the case with that franchise.
Certainly, yeah. And, again, it was a great show. They were, you know, a good bunch of guys, nice bunch of guys. We had a lot of fun on that show. You know?
Yeah, definitely. So, and, you know, hopefully we'll have them on again in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm very excited about the shows we have scheduled over the next month, Don. We have a lot going on. What do you have going on today and over the next several weeks?
Yeah. Let me go through this a little bit.
Okay.
We've got obviously a good show today. Segment one, we're going to discuss more information and news, events, and franchising like we always do. And
good.
We have some
good
more stats if we have some time.
Great.
In segment two and three today's show, we have a very special guest, Nick Bibby. He's the principal of the Bibby Group, Marty.
Okay.
He's a court-accepted franchise expert witness, consultant to those seeking to franchise a business, the counselor to prospective entrepreneurs. He has over 20 years of experience analyzing and solving franchise problems. He's dealt with strategic planning, marketing, operations, training, support, organizational design, management selection, and franchise relationships. And he's written a lot of insightful articles on franchising and entrepreneurship.
Right.
And a lot of different trade publications, newsletters, internet sites. He's been on ABCNews.com, the Franchise Handbook, Franchise Update.
Good magazine.
He's hosted AOL's Live Franchise Forum for 6 years. So.
Oh, that's something. You know, I think I probably attended some of those, actually, or, you know, snuck in on those, so that's great. I think Nick actually also teaches entrepreneurship at one of the universities down there, too, Don, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have him on the show, and this
absolutely
is the type of person we want with all this franchise experience. It could be a lot of help people listening. Next week, on the 11th, we're going to meet with the VP of Franchise Development for Service Brands, Mr. Rob Scoggins.
Right.
And the Service Brands, interesting, they have several concepts, Marty. They have Molly Made, which a lot of people know about, the Made franchise. Also, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN.
Right, I'm familiar with those guys, yeah.
Mr. Handyman, and also a franchise called Ducks Indoor Air Professionals.
Oh, fantastic.
And then a week after that, we're going to meet with Garlic Jim's Famous Gourmet Pizza, the CEO of their Dwayne Northrup.
Wow. I think we're going to be hungry after that interview, Don.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. A lot of pizza franchises out there, they all have to have a little niche and specialty, and I'm familiar with them a little bit. And they figured out how to make delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provide excellent and fast service to your door. So they, I guess, have perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery, so that should be interesting.
Which is very important, too. You know, it's I know here in PA, you know, when you order a pizza, it takes a long time to get here, so.
Yeah, you with so much competition, you got to have your whole system down pat, besides it being good food and the right price. So
absolutely.
Sure, Dwayne will go over all that with us.
Yeah. Good. What else? I think on the 25th we have, was it Pop Lock, don't we, Don? I think we're going to be meeting with Don Marks and Michael Kleinmeier, so that should be interesting as well. Papalock, they're recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world with 130 franchises in 37 states, serving a total population of more than 100 million in 2,500 cities. So they're a franchise that you kind of see, popping up all over the place now, you know?
I've gone through, on a personal note, I've gone through a couple nightmare situations being locked out of house or car and...
That's right. You
have
been
in a good
you?
Situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you telling me some of those stories. So it's definitely a needed service. That's for sure.
Right. You know? They're growing. I've even helped a few franchisees with funding for that particular franchise.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
They'll tell us all about that and
good.
How they're growing. So that'll be nice.
All right. Good. That's great. I was excited about today's show, Don, because in addition to talking about franchising, you know, the last couple months, we're going to be speaking about entrepreneurship with our guest, Nick. And, you know, I found a couple of great articles that support a theory that I have on why some people are successful in business and others are unsuccessful. And, you know, since since I started writing the newsletter 2 years ago and, you know, taking that the post-MBA at Fairleigh Dickinson in entrepreneurial studies, I found that there's one key ingredient that is necessary to becoming a successful entrepreneur, and that's persistence. And I found a couple of great articles this week on persistence. Here's an article that I found. It's by a motivational speaker, Glenn Hopkins. I'll just read a couple passages from the article. The article is entitled Persistence. It says, "One of the keys to being successful in anything you do is persistence. Once you have determined exactly what it is you want to accomplish, you must take massive action on a consistent, persistent basis in order to succeed. Think of it like building a muscle. If you have never weight trained before, the first time you walk into a gym, chances are you will not be able to bench press 250 pounds. However, if you are persistent and you consistently go back to the gym, you will find yourself getting stronger and closer to your goal with each and every visit." And I think that applies to everything. The article, Don, actually has some really great examples. It says, if you take the time to study any successful person, because I do believe that success does leave clues, you will learn that the vast majority of them have had more failures than they had successes. This is because successful people are persistent. The more they stumble and fall, the more they get right back up and get going once again. On the other hand, people that don't get back up and try again never reach success. For example, Walt Disney was turned down 302 times before he got financing for his dream of creating the happiest place on earth. Today, due to his persistence, millions of people have shared the joy of Disney. This is one of my favorite stories, Don. I don't know if you heard this one with Colonel Sanders, because we've mentioned him on a couple of our shows now.
Right.
He spent 2 years driving across the United States looking for restaurants to buy his chicken recipe, and he was turned down 1,009 times, you know, before he got his first yes. And he said, my God, talk about persistence. You know, how many of us would have stopped at 100 or
right.
500 or even I see like that magic number 1,000, you say, oh my God, you know what, this is not working too well, you know, but you know, thank God the guy kept going on, you know, and you know,
normal human nature is, you know, people get discouraged pretty quickly. I think
certainly.
You brought up a good point. Persistence is so important in business. I think it's one of the most important things. You don't have to be the strongest person in the world. You just, for an example with a franchise, you follow the system and you know, a lot of business, especially starting out, sales and marketing, I mean, you got to be persistent with that. You got to follow the system and continue to make the calls and advertise, market, you know, very, very important ingredient, yeah.
Certainly, certainly. You know, the article finishes off, Don, I thought this was fantastic as well. It says, learn persistence, it pays off. If you've been a quitter all your life, start changing now. Often the difference between making a spare time fortune and going broke is a few more hours, a few more days, or weeks of work. Why give up when there's still a chance to succeed? Quitting early can lead you to one failure after another. You get so discouraged that you give up completely, and the fortune that might have been never is. It also says persistence can make up for many other deficiencies a man or woman may have. Look around you today. Note that the most intelligent, the most learned, and the most the most artistic. Instead, the successful person is often a persistent plotter, a man or woman who knows what he or she wants and goes after it, you know? So these are people who just never stop, you know? So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have your degree from Harvard or Princeton and things like that, you know? So very, very great article, I thought, to kind of start off the new year with, you know?
Yeah, I've read a lot of biographies on famous people. You mentioned a couple, even someone like Dave Thomas, Wendy, a lot of different business books. And a common theme is being persistent, not giving up, keep going. If you believe in something, in your service, your product, you just keep at it. You be persistent. I mean, you know, sales is so much rejection. It's so negative.
It really is.
It's very easy to get down, but if you believe in it,
right,
stay
absolutely.
Persistent, then you'll prevail most of the time.
Certainly, absolutely. You know, and as you said, there's this, so many examples, Don. You know, and you're always going to run into roadblocks, by the way. You know, whether, again, you're buying a franchise or, you know, it's a business opportunity. The roadblocks are always going to be there, and you have to realize that. And, again, just to, you know, be persistent, so...
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, definitely a nice article.
Yeah. I know you had an interesting one, too, Don, that we saw. It was even an entrepreneur, I think it was.
Yeah, very interesting article in the Entrepreneur magazine. This was in their Franchise 500 issue just recently, an article written by Andrew Caffey. And I thought it was great. It's titled Are You Franchisee Material?
Right.
It says, we ask franchisors what they want in franchisees, and four qualities rose to the top. And says, ever wish you could sit down with the leading U.S. franchisors and simply ask, what are you looking for in a franchisee? Or better yet, what do I need to succeed as a franchisee?
Right.
We got the answers for you by asking the franchisors who submitted applications for this year's Franchise 500 what they consider the keys to franchisee success.
That's interesting.
And they collected results, Marty, of our exclusive survey, offer a most interesting insight into the mindsets of the people who run the nation's great franchise systems.
Mm-hmm.
If you can master the valuable skills and qualities they're looking for, you certainly have a leg up when you apply for a franchise. So one of the top and the biggest key to success as a franchisee, 94% of franchisors responded. They said they want people to have good business skills.
Right, absolutely.
They say they're either very important for prospective franchisees. One of the joys of owning a franchise is direct contact with your customers, vendors, employees, and franchisors. You must be able to greet your customers effectively, sell them on your product and services day in and day out, motivating them to come back to you with more business. Your success hinges on your people skills, your abilities to communicate. So kind of like what we talked about, you have to enjoy what you're doing, be persistent. But 94% basically said you just have to have some good business skills and people
right.
skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you a people person? You know, and I think, you know, even since we started doing the radio show, Don, I think, you know, that's pretty much been like the common theme, you know. You know, when we interviewed, I think one of our very first interviews, PB Loco, you know, when we had those guys on, you know, they mentioned the same thing, that they're looking for people with strong interpersonal skills, so you can kind of approach a customer, you know, and talk about the product, you know, instead of just kind of standing behind a counter. That was very important to them,
right.
is that you weren't shy, you know. And Fantastic Sam's, it was the same thing. I think Jerome and Boynton actually mentioned last week how you should have, you know, strong customer service skills. And again, not to say that they don't want to speak to anyone who has experience in beauty salons, but they'd rather have somebody with strong business skills or strong marketing skills, you know. So
right.
I think that's very interesting. That's a very good point.
And it doesn't always have to just be the owner. You can pass that on to your employees, say the people cutting hair. You want them to be outgoing, friendly. That can be the difference in them coming back as a repeat customer. So that's important.
Absolutely. That is definitely the difference, you know.
Yeah,
it's very, very interesting.
The second most important key to franchisee success is the ability to be coached. 87%
That's
surveyed
important.
Franchisors ranked it important or very important.
Yeah,
so
agree with that.
That's the second thing, 87%.
That's high,
ability
too.
To be coached.
Right, and yeah, I would agree there, Don. You know, I mean, the ability to... you know, the ability to follow a system, you know, or the ability
right.
to be a good student, or the ability to be a good listener, you know. I mean, I think there's a lot of trust that is involved when, you know, buying a franchise. The franchisee has to trust that what the franchisor is saying is correct, you know, because it's years and years of work in the process to create this system, you know.
Right.
And anyone who can't follow rules, you know, should, you
right.
know, kind of do their own thing or create their own franchise.
So and a follow-up to the second point, franchising is one of the greatest systematic transfers of know-how in the business world. A good franchise program is designed to take people without experience in a specific business, teach them how to run a successful operation following a detailed formula. New franchisees are successful only if they can learn to follow the system. The franchisor expects you, as a new franchisee, the owner, to be flexible, eager to learn, and determined to get it. A big frustration for us franchisors face, and we've talked about this, is handling an owner who wants to change the system and stubbornly make
right.
his or her own decisions about the features of the standard business operations. They don't want people trying to invent the wheel again. They just want people to follow the system. And
yeah, absolutely. And that's got to be a nightmare, I imagine, too, Don, to a franchisor, you know, to get a franchisee who just wants to kind of, you know, change the whole system, you know, and
right.
say, you know what, I think this cheeseburger would taste better with four pickles instead of two pickles, you know, and
right.
a little more ketchup, you know. It's,
just stick to the system. It's already been proven.
Just follow the system. That's what it's all about, you know. And if that's not for everybody, you know. I mean, a lot of people would have a difficult time with that, you know, following the exact
right.
rules. So,
again, this article is what's the franchisor looking for a franchisee. The third most important quality to franchisors with an 86% ranking is having general business skills. And it says, so what are general business skills? Franchisors are telling us they value business common sense, a sense of what is important in a successful business. That means paying attention to financial details, managing cash and cash flow, understanding the importance of promotion and advertising,
right,
knowing how to hire employees and focusing on customers, ensuring quality and consistency of products and services, striving for excellence in all aspects of the operation. Franchisors don't, Marty, expect you to arrive with specific experience in the franchise's industry. In fact, trainers have told me they prefer when new franchisees don't have to unlearn bad habits or different ways of conducting the business. So,
right, right.
That's another interesting point. Having general business skills,
absolutely,
an important feature.
Right.
The franchisor will be delighted if you understand that the profit in all businesses, especially retail business, is in the details. So.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's a fantastic article, and that's again, that was in Entrepreneur. That was a recent article too, wasn't it, Don? I think it was in
the franchise 500.
Right.
And again, written by Andrew Caffey. The last thing, the next key to success, with 84% of franchisors ranking it as important or very important, is access to capital.
Okay.
Which is, of course, my area, my expertise.
Exactly.
They say, money, the mother's milk of business.
So true, isn't it?
New franchisees qualify financially to come into the system, but when they must survive a difficult patch of business or need to goose sales with an expensive advertising campaign, they have only shallow resources instead of ready access to capital. Your only solution is to plan carefully for financial needs, including contingencies. So this is something I do on a daily basis, speaking to people. They're debating whether to self-finance, get a loan. We've mentioned, and we'll start going over this on future shows, different ways to finance a franchise.
Yeah, really,
the SBA, which is the loans that we specialize in, working with many lenders. And it says here you need a well-grounded banking relationship with an institution that understands your plans and is prepared to extend your business the credit it needs to succeed. One of the most popular money and credit routes available to small business owners and their banks is a loan bank backed by the SBA. And under the SBA, which is the Small Business Administration loan program, a participating bank can reduce the risk associated with small business lending by looking to the federal government for compensation in the event the borrower defaults on a loan. So we'll get into SBA, but obviously money is the fourth most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. Yeah, and like you say, Don, I think we do have to have a show on all that financing and, you know, helping our listening audience understand, you know, what the SBA actually is. You know, I think that's a very important topic. And again, the SBA, again, you know this better than I do, you know, to my knowledge, loves franchising. You know, because it has a strong track record in
right,
many cases.
Right, lower failure rate. I know
sure,
a lot of people in the industry, we're going to have on actual lenders and specialists to go over the details and explain to people how they can get pre-qualified at no cost, go over the loan potential and options. So that's
right,
going to be a theme we're going to be concentrating on a lot in future shows. But, yeah, very interesting article. So
okay. All right, that's great. I think we're almost ready for a break, Don. I don't think we're going to be able to get to statistics today, so maybe at the end of the show or, you know, next week. Again, we have so much to talk about as far as franchise news and stats and all that other stuff, but
right,
we'll take a quick break here.
Okay.
And we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Can't you see what's going on?
World Talk Radio.
Coming up in segment two, we're going to meet with the founder of the Bibby Group, Nick Bibby, and Nick is a court-accepted franchise expert with over 20 years of experience in franchising and entrepreneurship. Coming up on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. Silent prayer for the faith departed.
Looking for the independence, freedom, and control of owning your own business? Invest in a winning opportunity. WSI is the world's leading white-collar franchise, ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine for 6 years running. Right now, WSI is expanding its global franchise network in select high-growth markets. Do you have the motivation to run a successful and profitable business? Can you see yourself delivering highly effective internet marketing solutions to small and medium-sized companies? companies in your local community? Find out now if your area is still available. Go to WSICorporate.com/radio to qualify now for your free multimedia franchise information package. Comprehensive training and certification, your own personal startup success coach, ongoing operations and marketing support. Whatever your business background, you can follow WSI's proven system to build a successful long-term business with multiple recurring revenue streams that will earn you money while you sleep. Qualify now for your free information package. Go to WSICorporate.com. That's WSICorporate.com/radio. Start living your dream today.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is Nick Bibby. And Nick is the founder of the Bibby Group. And Nick is also a court-accepted franchise expert, as well as a consultant to those seeking to franchise a business and a counselor to prospective entrepreneurs. And Nick's insightful articles on franchising and entrepreneurship are found in numerous trade publications and newsletters and on many internet sites. Nick, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Same to you. How are you, Marty?
Good, Nick. Nick, joining us is Don Johnson, who is my co-host, and he's also the president of Diamond Financial Services in New Jersey. I know you wanted to say hi, Don.
Yeah, hi, Nick. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on the show.
Same to you, and I just listened to your last segment. Excellent. Great information,
good.
By the way.
Thanks, Nick. I wanted to thank you, too, Nick. I know you were a bit under the weather in the beginning of the week, like a lot of other people. My wife has been very sick all week as well, so I really appreciate you coming on the show and being a trooper today.
Well, I rallied after last night's Sugar Bowl.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm 100%. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Congrats on that.
And it's not because I'm a betting man, because I'm not.
Oh, geez. Nick, you've written some great articles over the years on franchising and entrepreneurship, and your opinions have been sought after by media such as ABCNews.com, and you've also hosted AOL's Live Franchise Forum for 6 years. So, you know, congratulations on all those big accomplishments. Can you tell our guests where you're actually calling from today?
Well, I just told you Sugar Bowl, greatest state right. In the country, Louisiana.
There you go.
I'm a product of New England, but I finally got to the South where the living actually is easier.
Oh, that's something.
Nick, my mom grew up in Louisiana, Alexandria. She went to LSU for a year. Still follows the LSU program. I've been to New Orleans a lot. One of my best friends went to Tulane, so I got a lot of roots down there myself.
Excellent. Well, visit me the next time you come down.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. How's the weather down there today, Nick?
It's kind of rainy, but we have really no winter.
Right.
And as a product of Boston, I swear I'll never shovel snow again.
There you go.
One extreme to the other. I used to visit there in August and going through that high humidity heat. So,
yeah.
That's our downside.
Nick, when Don and I met many years ago, I asked him the question, how did you get involved in entrepreneurship and franchising? I don't know if you remember that, Don. And one of the things that we had in common was that we both started reading Entrepreneur Magazine at a very early age. How did you get involved in entrepreneurship and franchising, Nick?
I read that magazine as well, but that was not my start.
It wasn't.
No. I grew up in a family where no one had a job, at least that I could discern.
Right.
And this is the truth. I'm not kidding you one bit. I never understood the concept of employment until after I got a little older.
Right.
My parents owned businesses. I grew up in the restaurant business.
Okay.
And aunts and uncles had different businesses. My grandparents founded businesses. So I didn't really know a different lifestyle. And that's the way I look at entrepreneurship, as a lifestyle.
Right, absolutely.
And in small business, there is a term I'm sure you're familiar with. It's called helping out. So as a little kid, they'd bring me in and I'd help out. I'd run for this or clean a dish, or I'd do something. I was mostly in the way, but I thought I was doing something.
Right.
And that stirred me to not only observe the world of self-employment, but as I got older and combined years of observation with some formal education, then ended up in a really strange combination with regard to education, namely an MBA, and then after that a master's degree in counseling, which seems like two very diverse areas, but in fact they line up quite nicely in the study of entrepreneurship.
That's interesting.
And that's really what I've dedicated my professional life to, the study of entrepreneurship, and then finally, of course, with a focus on franchising. But I have been a lifelong student of this lifestyle.
That's fantastic.
See, a lot of great experience at a young age in a tough industry, the restaurant business. You had relatives owning businesses. You got a pretty good jump start there. What services, Nick, does the Bibby Group provide, and why did you start the company?
Well, essentially two services. Of course, the greatest profit center for Bibby Group is in franchise development. So that really takes is a three-prong approach. One, are you a successful business owner, and should you franchise your business? Mm-hmm. We're going to take new franchisors through the total cycle of growing their franchise legs and understanding the world of franchisor, and understanding and assuming the role of franchisor. Two, are you an existing franchise company in need of restructuring, in need of a relaunch, in need of a new look, actually in need of new strategies that perhaps should have been in place from day one? Prong three, of course, is focused on the franchisee side. Should I own a franchise? What's the best one for me to be in? And for years, I have written articles that are anti-franchise brokerage. And it's not against franchise brokerage, because I think franchise brokers offer a phenomenal service, especially for franchisors. Mm-hmm. What can happen sometimes, however, is that a prospect may not see a full array of offerings with a particular broker representing a specific or finite number of franchises. So the third prong is nothing to do. I do not sell franchises. I have nothing to do with franchise sales or brokerage. But after years of warning people against some of the negatives in that field, I put together a due diligence service which is focused specifically on analyzing an offering and helping people understanding the intricacies of a particular offering that they're looking at. So that's franchise development. And then the other side of Bibby Group has to do with, should I be in business for myself? It's all in the world of entrepreneurship, but they're two very different sections of the business.
That's interesting.
So you have a nice diversification on both sides of the franchisor and franchisee.
Yeah, it's all under the umbrella of entrepreneurship, but I fell in love with franchising many, many years ago, and candidly had the relationship in terms of years been a little different between my folks and me, I think they had the ideal franchise package because they were so well organized and systemized.
Right,
and I look back and I say, my goodness, what a way to take this. But, you know, that's really what hooked me on franchising. I said, here's a great system. How do you make it work for more people and get you guys out of the kitchen?
Right, absolutely.
Right. Make more money and make work less.
Absolutely.
I guess that's always the trick, yeah.
Work in a different way, of course.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
Do you feel, Nick, that entrepreneurship could be taught?
Yeah. I think that we sometimes miss the boat in terms of what entrepreneurship is. You know, I teach entrepreneurship from time to time, and let's go back to, again, my favorite school, LSU.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach entrepreneurship at LSU in Shreveport from time to time.
Yeah.
what I stress is that entrepreneurship is not necessarily a new high-tech startup.
Right.
It's about the need for independence and expression. And that can be in a franchise. That can be in any type of business. But it's the drive toward independence that makes us want to express ourselves and work for ourselves. So I think it can be taught. I simply think we must learn how to harness our God-given gifts and talents in a way that results in a successful venture.
Certainly. Yeah, that's interesting. And I noticed too, Nick, a lot more schools, I don't know if you've noticed, it seem to be teaching entrepreneurship as a major. Entrepreneur Magazine actually comes out with a list every year. I'm not sure when they come out with it, but it's like the top 200 schools in the United States that teach entrepreneurship as a major. You know, and I'm sure when you went to school, or, you know, I know when I went to school early on, you know, there was never such a thing called, you know, entrepreneurial studies, anyway, that I could pursue as a major. You know, it was always marketing or management, things like that, you know. So it is interesting.
I think in October of last year, Entrepreneur came out with that listing, and you're right. The demand for that education is tremendous, therefore greater numbers of offerings in that area.
Sure.
And I've looked at some of those, the syllabus for many of those studies, and they certainly have a broad range from how to raise capital
right.
to writing a business plan. But I think that in all fairness, what's missing in a lot of cases is the ultimate question that you asked just previously, and that is, should I really work for myself?
Sure.
And until we answer that question, the idea of entrepreneurship is more academic.
Certainly.
And Nick, you mentioned about entrepreneurship, the need for independence and expression. I guess the big question is trying to find that person who can kind of keep that curtailed within a franchise system, because when franchise, you got to follow the system, but at the same time, you're independent, but at the same time, you're within that franchise system. And possibly talk about that a little bit.
Sure, and that is dead on target. It was Don, right? Who asked that?
That was Don, yeah. Right.
I think that in listening to you last segment, and I agree with everything you guys talked about, the franchisee has certain characteristics and traits if they're going to be happy in that role.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the only type of entrepreneur.
Right.
So and this, for both franchisors and franchisees, is a critical question, unfortunately very rarely asked.
Right.
And that is, if this person is a candidate for self-employment, are they also a candidate to assume the role of franchisee?
Mm-hmm.
And if they are not, the franchisor has to develop the stomach to say, this is not necessarily a good fit down the road.
Right.
Because the worst franchise sale in the world is a bad sale.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And yet, we know, back when I started, back in 19, it was, you know, that old feather test. If you put the feather under the nose and it moves, the check has to clear,
right?
Then they're in the franchise system. Now, does some of that still exist? Yeah, but does it exist less? I think so. So it's more about, does this candidate fit my system? And as a candidate, do I like what I'm looking at? And also, am I educated enough about the system to know whether or not it would be a good fit?
Right.
Right.
Interesting. Nick, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Good enough.
Great. Okay, I think we're going to take a quick break here. We'll wait for the music. And we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
No more running down the wrong road.
rising up back on the street. Did my time, took my chances.
Coming up in segment three, we're going to continue our interview with Nick Bibby of the Bibby Group. And Nick is a court-accepted franchise expert with over 20 years of experience in franchising and entrepreneurship. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about the Bibby Group and some characteristics of entrepreneurs and the focus program for emerging entrepreneurs that was created by Nick. So stick around. We got a great show. To keep them alive.
It's the eye of a tiger, cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night.
Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730. That's 888-258-2730. Or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And, Nick, I believe we left off, we were talking a little bit about franchising. Next question I had was, from your experience, what are some characteristics of successful entrepreneurs? In the beginning of the show, Don and I were talking about the importance of persistence. Would you say that's certainly one of them?
Well, you know, this is a really interesting question and one that I've thought about for many years.
Okay.
I think persistence certainly is a keyword, but let me back up just a hair from that.
Sure.
You know, if you ask the man on the street to define an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
You would get a whole string of adjectives like aggressive, dominant,
right,
you know, all, and they may or may not be true of any given entrepreneur.
Right.
But I don't think that there's any string of adjectives that describe an entrepreneur any more than there is a string that describes a student, an athlete, or any other type. Certainly persistence is required, but I think the real buzzword is what we talked about a minute ago, and that is the need for independence.
Right.
Now, once a person discovers that need and they can focus on where the need or where that independence fits in terms of the type of business, in other words, does the business fit me in some way? Do I wear it well?
Mm-hmm.
Once that is understood, then the concept of persistence truly kicks in, because Marty and Dawn, if you were just outstanding chefs and people greeters,
mm-hmm.
and you loved that lifestyle and you went into the restaurant business, you could be very successful. And let's assume that I had the same level of a need for independent expression,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't stand the thought of chopping up an onion. Okay?
I see.
So, you know, right, stay. stadium, wrong section.
Right.
So I'm not going to persevere in the restaurant business, whereas you would, but I could have the same burning need to be independent.
Sure.
And therefore, because small business of any kind demands perseverance,
right,
one must be very careful to find out how to and in what format they can express that independence.
Right, interesting.
And you obviously have to love what you do, because it's probably not going to work if you don't enjoy mm-hmm. what you do. That's going to bring on the persistence, hard work, and people feeling the independence expression. It's all going to be all hand in hand.
You know, that is so true, and this is one of the gifts that I got from my folks and observing relatives in business, because fortunately my folks made it in the restaurant business, and like you said earlier, Don, that's a very tough racket to be in.
Right.
But I have relatives that didn't make it in various businesses. And so one of the things that I've thought about throughout my life is, why did certain people make it in certain businesses? Why didn't other people make it who were of equal, seeming to me, equal intelligence, equal tenacity? Why did some people make it, some not?
Right.
And I find that it all comes to the concept of fit.
Right.
And today we talk about, as you just alluded to, the concept of passion and loving what we do. Well, first we need to find out what we're passionate about.
Right.
And then we need a framework for determining what to do with that passion. How do we harness it? Because if we don't know what to do with it, entrepreneurship to me is nothing but an oil slick. You just can't herd it up.
Sure.
Right.
You can't gather it up unless you have the tool to understand what you're doing.
Right.
And therefore the focus program for emerging entrepreneurs.
Right. It's kind of like a marriage, Nick, so you could say. It's not always a match, you know. Sometimes you get that match.
I have used the term marriage over and over again.
Same.
Because this is entrepreneurship, and the relationship between an owner and a business is nothing short of a marriage.
Absolutely.
Right, definitely. You just mentioned the focus program for emerging entrepreneurs. Talk and describe that a little bit, Nick,
yeah,
please.
Well, we've talked all about the need for a system and defining ourselves in the world of self-employment, and that is what the focus program is designed to do. One of the things that are the factors that motivated me to write this very intense program is reflecting years ago. We all talked about certain magazines we read as years past, and I'm not talking about a specific magazine, but in almost all business-related magazines, you used to see these 15-minute quizzes of, you know, are you an entrepreneur?
Right, I've seen that.
Right, yeah.
And I get to thinking, I mean, that would be like saying, you know, what's your personality? Who should you marry? I mean,
sure,
you might as well look in a crystal ball if
right,
you're going to do this in 10 minutes. I said, there's a lot more to it than guesswork. So I set about years ago writing a very definite, no-fluff process or system for determining and answering the two critical questions that all emerging entrepreneurs must answer satisfactorily for themselves. One, should I really work for myself? Two, if so, what type of business should it be?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so the focus program for emerging entrepreneurs is that system, that process, the tools required to, one, define ourselves and answer the question, should I really work for myself? And two, what type of business should it be? Including what type of entrepreneur might I be? Is franchising appropriate for me? All of the issues that should be answered long before a business plan is ever considered.
Interesting.
Such big questions, and there's so many franchise opportunities. someone like yourself can be so, just be so critical in the process, because you're right, people have to first determine, hey, do I have the temperament to be self-employed? Is this what I want to do? And then what type of business should I go into? Big questions, and a lot of times they're going to need help, some professional help in, answering these questions.
Well, it's so critical that we, in all honesty, tend to duck the issue and stuff it under the sand. Because if you look at the normal resources available to prospective entrepreneurs, it's all about business planning and very little, if any, about personal planning.
I agree.
And this is why I think we have such a high failure rate in business. We've got the cart way, way, way before the horse.
Sure.
And honestly, I've had this discussion with SBA, SBDCs, and often it falls on deaf ears. But the people that have gone through the Focus program with me, at the end, always come out with the answer of, my goodness, my eyes are open. Now, some may go forward and pick an appropriate business. Some may say, uh-oh, this isn't for me. I got to back up.
Right.
What a great thing to know.
Oh, absolutely.
And as far as why most small businesses fail, we've kind of touched on this a lot. I guess, could it simply be, Nick, that is people not addressing the details, or something like competition? Also, people not following the system, people not passionate. I mean, I guess there's a lot of answers to that question.
Well, of course, the standard answer is failure is a function of lack of capital and lack of knowledge.
Right.
And I argue against that. I say that it goes back to what we've talked about, and that is a concept of fit. I don't know if you have, I can give you a very, very quick example. If somebody does not have the money to build the four walls and all the equipment for that standalone restaurant business, they can certainly, there are other avenues, and I won't waste your time right now, but there are other avenues to begin that would cost less money. It's a function of drive and passion, I think, more than anything else, because it goes back on to what you said. If you don't have the perseverance, you won't persevere.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
And oftentimes, too much money is the enemy.
Sure.
Right, you got to have the motivation. Keep going.
That's key. That's the number one.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was something I wanted to go back to, Nick. You wrote a great article that I read. It was called Entrepreneurial Types, and you identified the different types of entrepreneurs. You started with an intrapreneur. And ended with a practical visionary. Do you want to talk a little bit about that or touch upon that? Because I thought it was a great article.
Oh, thank you. If you look at entrepreneurship again on a scale with independence as the key element on the scale, and one entrepreneurial type in my mind is not better than another. It's simply who we are and where we best fit. Well, the safest entrepreneurial setting is intrapreneurship, where you're operating, and I'm sure your listeners understand all this, you're operating within the framework of a company. There's a very limited risk factor. The further you move out on the scale of independence, the more alone you are.
Certainly.
So the next logical step would be what? Franchisee. And I've often used this expression regarding the very finest of franchisees. It's an attitude of help me, but leave me alone.
Sure.
And so, I can define each entrepreneurial type with a given definition. And that's, again, part of the Focus program, helping people decide really who they are.
Right.
And this is quite a lengthy process. When I say that the Focus program is a no-fluff program, it takes time and effort to understand ourselves. I'm simply providing a framework and tools so that people can move through the process of understanding their entrepreneurial self.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
And by the way, the answer to you, the very end, when I say practical visionary, mm-hmm. I always put a question mark after that.
Yes, I remember that.
And the reason is, you know, a vision may not be very practical at all. And oftentimes when the visionary pursues a dream, it's not about the marketplace. It's about them proving something.
Right, right, absolutely. Absolutely. We have about like 1 minute, Nick. What are the future plans of the Bibby Group? What are you guys looking to do next?
More of the same, help more entrepreneurs decide if that's the right lifestyle,
right.
And quality franchise development. And I truly mean that, not quantity, but
right.
Quality of franchise development. And that's the mission, help that franchise industry just develop, tweak a little more quality. If I can accomplish that in a lifetime, I'm happy.
That's a big market. The franchise industry is growing, so your services and help is definitely going to be needed, Nick. So
it's a growing, it's a baby, but a growing giant.
Exactly.
Absolutely. What's the best way for someone to reach you, Nick?
It's BibbyGroup.com. My last name, BibbyGroup, BibbyGroup.com, or Google Nick Bibby.
Okay, great. Well, Nick, you've been a fantastic guest. There's still certainly more to talk about, so we're going to have you back on the show.
So appreciative. Good luck, guys.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you,
have
Nick.
A great day today.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Take care. That was a lot of fun, Don. It was very, very informative.
Oh, very knowledgeable guy.
Definitely.
Yeah, expert.
Definitely something different, too, you know. He's focusing a lot on entrepreneurship and things like that, you know. So we're going to definitely have to have Nick back on the show.
Yeah, nice, interesting perspective. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll have him back on. He's
absolutely
nice. So, of course, we'll have his information on our show page. And
right. You can go to the show page, and actually there's a nice banner saying the Bibby Group. So you can just click that and go to the website. And, again, for the listeners today, don't forget to go to our website, franchiseinterviews.com, and, you know, continue subscribing to the newsletter. And, again, great show, Don. Good way to start the new year, January 07. And we have so many more exciting shows to
definitely. Good job today, Marty. Looking forward to the year and having a lot more guests on and
you bet.
Having some fun helping people out there.
Okay, fantastic. So I'll talk to you next week, Don.
Okay, definitely.
All right, you have a good day today, Don.
Take care. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.